Okay, so the car lender is entitled to have two different amortization schedules running. The first is the amortization schedule dictated by the plan. So if the interest rate in the plan is 5%, the level payments in the plan to the car lender are going to have to be recalculated, and this will still amortize over the 60-month life of the plan down to zero. But if the plan gets dismissed, then the lender still gets to accrue its contractual interest rate. And so if you were only paying level payments at a 5% rate, those weren't enough to even pay the full 7% perhaps that's accruing on the car. So the balance under state law is going up while the balance under the plan is going down. So if the case is dismissed, your client will owe more on the car at the point of dismissal potentially than they did when the case started, depending upon how fast it's amortizing and the difference in those interest rates. So the dismissal can really hurt your client in the sense that they're not going to get the interest rate break that they thought they were going to get if it's dismissed. However, once they get a discharge, that state law amortization schedule gets thrown away because it's been discharged down to zero and the lender has to give them a release of lien. Was that your question? Did that make sense to anyone besides Wilcox? Okay. Moving on. Debits and credits. Most of us learn the term debit and credit from a bank's point of view rather than from our own point of view or from our client's point of view. That causes a huge amount of confusion when you have a witness on the witness stand and a lawyer who's not an accountant. Our ideas of positives and negatives are often inverted. The terms debit and credit are technical accounting terms. Whatever you were born with thinking what a debit or a credit was is wrong. Erase it from your mind. You're going to need to learn a new definition. On a debtor's own accounting records, if you debit the debtor's cash account, you are increasing it. And if you credit the debtor's cash account, you are decreasing it. So when you go to the bank and you say, I'm going to withdraw $100 from my bank account, they say, okay, we'll debit your account for $100. You think, oh, well, that's bad because it just went down by $100. That's because the bank owes you $100 less because you just took the money out of the bank. But if you then deposit that money into your client's, on your client's books, into the cash account, you debit cash. And so for cash accounts on your client's own records, a debit is a good thing, not a bad thing. Now for other things, it's a bad thing, not a good thing. But for cash, it's a good thing. This is memorization, not logic. It is definitional. For every debit, there must be an equal amount of credits. That is a law of economics. We're going to try and go through some examples. And most of you think I'm crazy right now. So I want to talk to the people that have accounting degrees only. Only for people that have an undergraduate degree in accounting or a CPA. Am I right? Raise your right hand. Am I wrong? Raise your left hand. Okay, so the accountants know I'm right. Y'all need to decide that you don't know this answer. I have seen lawyers try and cross-examine accountants where the lawyer is adopting what he thinks he knows, the debit and the credit, and the lawyer makes a fool out of himself. Don't make a fool out of yourself. Don't talk about debits and credits if you don't understand them. You don't need to talk about debits and credits. Don't ask, did you debit the account? Did you credit the account? You're going to get lost. Ask, did that increase the debtor's cash account? Well, did that increase the debtor's liabilities? Talk about increases and decreases of particular accounts, and you're not going to get lost. But you can be made a fool of if you don't know what you're talking about. Here's some debits and credits basics. There are five basic types of internal accounts. If your client is using QuickBooks or any other standard program, it is using these. And those programs use debits and credits the way that I'm about to describe them, not the way that you were born with. Income accounts. A credit is an increase. Expense accounts. A debit is an increase. Asset accounts. A debit is an increase. Liability accounts. A credit is an increase. Okay, now this is going to get real confusing. Okay, so liability accounts, a credit is an increase. An ownership or equity account, a credit is also an increase. So you would think that a liability would be the opposite of an equity, but they're not. They're both part of the capital structure of the business. They are both credits for increases, debits for decreases.